2017 National Rally winner in Donegal, Damien Gallagher is here to look ahead to this year's rally and who the contenders will be for the two-wheel drive and the National Rally title. But before we do that, I was speaking to Andrew Nesbitt earlier, Damien, and he told me in 2016 the entire, it was basically a professional rally team that he was with in the Mitsubishi. He was super fit. He had to get everything in place, which included a massive team. He had to get his headspace right, so that was mentally and physically, for everything to fall into place. If we knock on 11 years after that, 2017, that was the year you won it, and there wasn't much change in preparation because basically you had to do the same outside a professional team to get yourself on the winner's podium.
That's right, Ash, and I. As I said last year, it was a total different approach to the event. Fitness-wise, I had to get as fit as I possibly could. And mental-wise, the same thing, get my headspace right. Really, I knew what was in me to do the event. I knew I felt I was still competitive, me and Mac. And we had a great team of people behind us that helped us achieve that through 2017.
Yeah. What makes the Magic Mark II and the Donegal National side of the rally so special? What is it about this category of rally in come June?
To be honest, I think it's this last number of years in particular, the Mark II has, the development has went absolutely, not skyward as opposed to the rightward, you say, for between tyres, suspension and the amount of horsepower the cars are producing now. The excitement of them coming for the spectator point of view to watch them, but the enjoyment of driving them is beyond belief. I mean, I smile when I say it, but they're such a fantastic car to drive. And seemingly the more horsepower is on them, the easier they are to drive in the dry anyway. Now, okay, over 300 horsepower in the wet, it's a different story, but they're just a fantastic piece of kit.
Yeah, and you've had them since day dot.
I've had them since day dot. My earliest memory of a Mark II and then I got the National Rally would have been Ari Vatanen in 78, which was one of my heroes of the event. And I suppose the memories of that and seeing Ari working with it and Billy Coleman working with him over the years as well, who's my all-time hero in rallying. I was starting the Honey Hospital Mark II and I've never driven Honey Hospital Mark II, so I fell in love with the car from a very young age.
Yeah. And there's a huge number of people come to Donegal each year to watch these Mark IIs, and now you've got the Darians and that sort of thing fired into the mix as well. And this is just as popular a side as what's going on up at the top of the big guns in the WRC machinery.
Absolutely. I mean, you know, the top 10, top 15 to 20 crews in the National are putting everybody as much effort on. And Darians and Unmarked IIs as the top crews are putting in to win the National Rally as much as they are to win the International Rally. Again, down to fitness level, get their head in gear as well, getting finance together. I mean, cars are getting very expensive to run at a competitive level, but I mean, all them crews, most of the crews throughout the whole event are now working semi-professional, to be fair. I mean, the level of rallying has risen massively over this last 10, 15 years between navigators and drivers. You know, anti semi-professional, because they're not out there just calling notes anymore for the crack. They really are being listened to and been doing very, very well.
Yeah, these guys are all amateur when it comes to Mark IIs, and they pick certain rallies in the year. Some just do Donegal, and that is it.
Yep.
What makes the stages special to drive in a Mark II, and what are the ones that really suit the car?
The stages are. The big, fast, open stages are great, yes, but it's when you get into the technical stuff, that's when Mark II becomes our own. You know, and we have a great mix here. We have a great mix of roads over the years, great classic stages. I'm sure you've heard many, many times about the International over the years. Friday in particular, this year's maximum home stage. Wouldn't really be a Mark II stage. It's a very flat stage, but the next one definitely is a Mark II stage. I mean, that's where the boys are just going to start and get their teeth into it and show who's who and who's bringing their A-game to the table, you know?
Yeah. What about the crews then that's going to tackle the event this year? You know all these guys very, very well because you've raced against them for years. And when we look at the seated list, Kevin Eaves is waiting on his first Donegal win. And Gary McPhillips is in at number 21, followed by Brian Brogan, Gary Kiernan, Jonathan Pringle, Stuart Darcy, Declan Gallagher, Adrian Hetherington, Damien. The list goes on. And all these guys are very, very capable of becoming a national winner in Donegal. So
they have all won national events so far. And even outside that top 10, there's three or four names there have won multiple national rallies as well. So it gives you the quality of the field that's there. I mean, it's in a second to none, really. It's going to be some spectacle to watch it, and some spectacle to be involved with them boys. They're all there. They're all going to have to come and bring their A-game with them. If they don't, they're going to get left behind, and I have no doubt that top 10 drivers are going to come here and give it everything they've got.
How big a factor is local knowledge? Now, taking into consideration the likes of Gary McPhillips is not a local. But he knows these stages very well.
It does help. No good in saying it doesn't help. It does help. Local knowledge does help. But a lot of rallies throughout the country, you'll find, no matter where you go, I mean, they're using basically the same format of stages that works. I mean, every event has got its classics. So coming to Donegal, come once or twice, maybe even three times to it, you're going to have a fair idea of the lie of land. But again, going back to the point I said earlier, a lot of them drivers are semi-professional. So amateur, whether they know where they're going or not, they're going to bring their A game to it, and they're going to be everybody's quick. Not say everybody's quick as a boy knows it very, very well, but they're not going to be far behind them. Yeah. I mean, his name there is very notable from the past that I raced against him up here as well a number of years back, is Barry Mead, which is from Cork. Barry hasn't been here since doing the event, but I'll be very, very surprised if he's not competitive on his year, because the last time he was here, he was very competitive and shocked a lot of people around him.
Yeah, but we've seen what he can do down the country.
Certainly, he's coming off some very good results. Carlone, particularly, that's going to come with a lot of confidence. And a man coming on confidence with good machinery, he's going to be worth watching.
Yeah, it's hard to single. It's hard to mention everybody here since the list is that big, Damien. But I suppose when you look at the Darians comparing to the Mark IIs. You mentioned the tight stuff that's going to sit the Mark IIs. It's the big open stuff has the Darians, and these are a very impressive piece of kit. So there,
these new Darians certainly are. I mean, in the hands of Kevin Gallagher last year, I mean, it speaks for itself. Kevin even was competitive in stages. I didn't think the Darian would be competitive on, to be honest. You know, so they're bringing a whole new twist to the thing. I know one thing, to go out and beat, well, like a Kevin. The rest definitely have got to bring everything they have in their arsenal to do it, because especially last year on the Saturday when he put his head down, that was tough work, like real tough work, you know. Now,
if the escorts want to put the head down, it has to be on the Friday then?
It's got to be a day one.
Well, whoever wants to win it has to put the head down on the Friday.
First stage has been, I say, it's not a stage, I don't expect being a really the best stage. There'll be big gaps between them, to be honest. But Carrick Mountain and Letterleague in particular, their directness coming down the hill, it's going to be a stage that you're going to have to, as I say, bring your A game there. Pump on them quick times in the beginning, give everybody else something to think about, but they'll all want to do that. So therefore, that's where the spectator sits back in the ditches and enjoys the fun watching it.
You know what it takes to win in Donegal in the National Rally. How sore an event on a car in that side of the event is Donegal? How sore is it on a car?
Very sore in a car. Okay, if it's mixed conditions, but it's a bit of a help. The rain does help. It's not as sore in the machinery, simply because you're not getting as much of a pound on dry roads, and then also the heat factor as well when it's dry, it's sore in the car. But again, hey, this top 20 cars, Darians included, the whole lot, them is all going to come prepared as the best they can be prepared for.
How do you manage a car in Donegal? Because it's a long event. It's 3 days.
It is. It's a fine line to drive a car as hard as you have to drive it in Donegal and be easy on it. But you can. There's ways you can be gentler on the car. Don't be so much aggressive on it and stuff. And it does help. Like, don't be digging the axle, the life of the axle box and clutch and stuff. You know, again, it can be managed. But to drive the thing fast, you have to be sure on to a certain extent.
Right. And tire choice, just like everyone else's.
Tire choice is critical. The only advantage the Mark IIs have, we done it last year, like on a Sunday morning last year, we carried two spares. We actually carried two spares on Friday as well last year. Just in case it felt like it was going to rain, it is a penalty to carry the extra weight. But listen, you're always running a softer tire in the front, don't you? Put your front tire to the rear and put your two intermediates in the front, and it helps. It's that wee edge. Sometimes it helps to take a gamble and carry the weight, you know, to have that wee edge when the rain does come, you know.
Yeah. Are you more comfortable in the dry or the wet, Damien?
I don't mind, as long as it's somewhat one or the other. Last year, funny, when we got the car show up with Wanderer, the wet didn't bother me at all. In fact, I felt very, very comfortable in it. But it's in between condition, and nobody likes in between, because you never really have the proper tire on for in between. That's where it becomes sketchy then.
Yeah, listen, you're a real club man, so you are. You work hard all year round to make sure your car's right for Donegal. Away from those top 10 to 15 in the national, there's a lot of other people and crews, particularly from Donegal, that have worked just as hard to try and get themselves a place in the classes further on down the field. So it is. And that's another special element inside to the event.
Certainly is. I mean, it took me, the car I was driving last year, took me 18 years to get that car to that spec. Mm-hmm. You know, and I mean, I remember my car when it was a standard production, or not that car, but when I started in standard production and stuff, I mean, it was just, everybody puts a massive amount of effort in. You go to a 3-day rally, you have to. I mean, the cars take a massive amount of punishment over 3 days. It takes work all year to gather the money to try and prep a thing as best to your ability, and then try your very best to get it to the end as fast as you possibly can. It's a tough challenge, like it really is.
Yeah, and we've talked to other drivers before that you can have the best machinery, you could be the most talented driver there is in the country, but there's a lot of other stuff that you need to go your way as well if you're going to win the National Rally, because you've had a handful of seconds and thirds and it took you a long time to get to the top of the tree.
Yeah, my dad. Consistency is the first thing, I suppose. I mean, if you're fast Friday, you got to be fast Saturday, and you got to be fast Sunday. If there's two or three going along with you to race it, The other thing of it is luck. I mean, it is a sport of luck. There's no doubt about it. The when your luck's against you, it goes beyond belief how much it go against you. I mean, I think Brian Brogan and Dean McGinnis is a perfect example of that. They've had such bad luck in this event over the years. They've led this rally many times, and they've always been up thereabouts a challenging for the lead. But bad luck has always stepped in and just knocked out from underneath them, you know. So if you don't have a luck factor, you know, it's a real big disadvantage to you. But it's a massive challenge. It's a massive challenge for everybody. And I think that's all part of the fun of it too.
Yeah, you know what it's like to win your home event. I'm going to ask you to put your head in the block here. Of that list and that entry that you see in front of you, Andrew Nesbitt sat in the fence earlier. So if he can do it, we're going to have to let you sit in the fence on the National. Who's going to win this?
It's very, very hard to pick. And I suppose anybody that says that, you know, it's very, very hard to pick. I mean, you have Gary McPhillips on there, two-time winner. You have Kevin Eaves on there, multiple winner again, hasn't got this one. I know he really wants it, and if any home diver would. You know, you've Kevin Galler, you've Declan Galler, it's very hard to pick. To be honest, Ashton, if I sit down ahead, I can't put a name to it, but you know, you'd have to go with the Darien top escort grouping of like Eaves and Kevin Galler, Brian Brogan, you know, Gary McPhillips type of group. And I know that's a couple of names I threw on there, but there's going to break up. There's so many I can win it. On the day, it doesn't always happen. It doesn't work for them, you know. And you always break off groups of three, particularly. There could be three battling for fourth, second, third, three battling for fourth, fifth, and sixth. Mm-hmm. And you know, that's all part of the excitement. Who's ready to go from where to go, and who gets their game right? That's what it's about. Mm-hmm. They're all capable of winning. Every one of them is, but it's who gets it all put together on the weekend. It's a team effort as well as a driver, co-driver effort, and that all has to click at the one time.
Finally, what's the feeling like to win your home Donegal?
There's nothing like it on this earth. It's a dream that I've had since I started rallying to win the International, I always wanted to do it in Mark II. I mean, that became unrealistic as the years went on because Mark IIs weren't capable of winning the International. Thankfully then, the event was broken into an international section, which in my eyes has made the event even twice as good as what it was. And then to win that, I mean, there's nothing. It's like all Ireland finalists are done, like all, I suppose, to a point. It's the disbelief first that you've managed to put it together, and it's the sense of achievement, the effort you put in, and how it pays off, and to have that trophy sitting in the house, you know what, very few have it, and who does have it is very distinguished. It's an unbelievable thing.
Listen, Damien, I know you and Mac will be back at some stage. Many thanks for joining us and looking forward to Donegal.
Thanks, Ross. Just one thing before I go. There's one man that's put a massive endeavour on himself to building a car for this year's Donegal. He hasn't been out in 20 years. There's a man called Brian Devine and Tony McHugh. Man has service for me many, many years. And we're putting a shoulder behind the wheel now, the whole lot of us, me and Mac and all the boys, to try and get him out and get him round for starting the Storex on Saturday. So best of luck to them.